Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Could anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Today is Monday, April 2023. I'd like to welcome you all for joining us this morning here with God. You all made a good decision, putting God first in a day we've never seen a day before, that we have never seen before. So right now what I encourage everybody to do is when someone is singing or leading in the prayer, have your phone on mute, but do participate. You know, if you don't know the songs, you can follow. Nobody can hear you. And when they're praying, you can call out, you know, what you may need as they pray that you hear or don't hear or throw in. So I urge you to participate. And I like to let you know now, if you land down, you're definitely going to go back to sleep, most likely. And then you're going to wake up like, darn, I missed it. So just participate and feel free, you know, if you got anything that you want to share that you know we would need, share that. And also be mindful of the time that we have. But, you know, it's very important you want to get it out. So again, good morning, everybody have a great week. So what I want to start out this morning is with worship of a song. Is there anyone that willing to sing? You give us a song. And if you can't sing, just make a joyful noise. God love it. You don't worry about what nobody else says. So the line is open.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. Oh, go give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, worthy. For he is worthy, worthy, worthy. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. They are done. Is there another?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
As you see,
Okay. No one else have a song? We'll move on and get to anyone. Okay. What we all gonna do, unmute your phones. The lines are open. We all gonna give God praise and glory for whatever you're expecting him, you already prayed about. For whatever you already praised about, praise, excuse me, that phone throw me off. We're going to give God praise for what we already prayed for, have a scene, for we already, the scene, what he done for us, or what we say he done for others, or what you already waiting on that you prayed for others. So come in, let's just give God praise. Brian's life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Lord, mm-hmm. Jesus.
But there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Lord. No one greater. Oh,
hallelujah.
Name, Almighty God.
Nobody
Lord. I just thank you for loving me, Lord. For continuously opening doors for me, Lord. Send doors for me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. It needs to be shut.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory be thy name. Yes, Lord. Glory be thy name. Hallelujah. I just praise you, Lord, for the Heavenly Father being saved through that crash.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I give you the glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For
everyone
that comes to this line, Lord. Oh, yes, whether they're here today or not here today, we give you the glory for the protection around us. Yes, Lord. But I pray for the needs of getting back safely. Oh, yes, Lord. From the trial to the to what Robin's Lord. I just
thank
you for covering Pastor Darlene and everybody with her, Lord. Oh, yes. That was with her, Lord. Hallelujah. And with her now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. There is no one like you. Oh, yes. There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I just thank and praise you for ordering myself, Lord, each day. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Thank you. Glory to your name, Almighty God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. I just thank you for waking me up every morning that you wake me up. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. There is no one like you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the people that you put in my path, Lord. Oh, yes. The work through it out in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
You put in my path to get me where you want me to be. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for your divine intervention in our life today, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for divinely placing us where we need to be, Lord God. Thank you for your covenant anointing, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for giving me the anointing, Lord God, to do what I need to do today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for opening doors, Heavenly Father. Thank you for protecting our kids, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for breaking generational curses, Lord God, and breaking yokes today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for increasing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, giving us more than enough, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for breaking the delay, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for doing it right now, Lord God. Thank you for doing it right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. You are able, Lord. You are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We give you the first fruits of our voice this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you are the El Shaddai, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for the word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for divinely placed us on this prayer line today, Lord God. And we come to you praise you. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We know that you are like you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord God. We give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being God over everything, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing small, nothing too big for my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Those that have, yes, Lord, those is sent out, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know who they are and where they are, Heavenly Father. We pray for those that may be crying out to you right now, Almighty God. For whatever reason their cry is for, Lord, we pray that you answer their cry, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, we pray for family, Heavenly Father, because you know the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's trying to destroy some families, Lord, or a lot of families. Well, you know everything. So we pray, Lord, for those families to be reunited with one another, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those people that have been incarcerated a long time, Lord, some of them for things they didn't do. Some of them have made mistakes as a child, Heavenly Father, and that really have changed, Lord. We pray that you open those doors and let them out, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Touch the minds of those need to be touched who make this decision, Heavenly Father, so they'll be released, Lord, and with a life change situation. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. We pray for those that are in need of financial help, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Provide for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those people that are looking for a place of their own, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that are going through situations in their wherever they live, situations due to their health, that causing their health to go down, Lord. Touch their bodies. Get the situation straightened out, Lord. Touch whoever it takes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them a way to move out to another place, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those people that's in therapy, Lord. Give them the eager to do what it takes. As regular as it takes, Lord, they need you to give them the strength and the willpower and the hunger that they reach their healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we are praying for those people that's not able to walk, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Whatever in us on this line may be going through, Lord, or whatever we may be in need of, because you know everything, you know every hair on our head. Lord, we ask you to work in our life for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we depend on you for everything because you are our Father. You know everything before we even tell you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So, Lord, we bow down to you because of who you are, the great I am. Oh, yes, you are our Father. Abba, 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 Abba. Oh, yes, Lord. Abba, Lord. And our Father. Hallelujah. You are Abba. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, some in need a job, Heavenly Father. Work it out. Work it out, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Work it out that they receive a job that they'll be pleased with and that they will do it and that they'll do a good job and have good communication with people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're just praying for love in this world, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that there'll be more love among your children, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord, we're praying for the kids that may be disobedient to their parents, Lord, that you turn that around, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, a lot of violence going on, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We ask that you just expose those people that are doing all this violence, Lord, breaking people's houses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray for those people that may have COVID, Heavenly Father. Those that may have colds, Heavenly Father. Oh, those with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, those on dialysis, Heavenly Father. those on chemo, Heavenly Father. Oh, just turn it right, turn their life around for them. Healing. Magnify healing in their life, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, and I connect all prayers, whether they're on this line, wherever they at, and that's going on in this our power of prayer. The Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us. Everybody we're praying for, and give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our word. We all agree with one another and praying in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So right now, unmute your phone. We're going to do prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, testimony, or praise report, you can give it at this time. But I want to start out with thanking each and every one of you that prayed for my daughter, Charlene, to get a job. When y'all started praying the first time, she did get a job, but she wouldn't be able to pick the child up, and it would not alternate the schedule. But you know, God got a way of giving you just what you want. And so y'all prayed on last week, too. So she got this job that she really liked, and she started on Tuesday. So I want to thank y'all. So let's just go out some praise for getting Charlene that job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I want to pray for another one of my daughters, Charmaine. Charmaine is on her second child. And she's never had that responsibility yet before of two kids. So with a big newborn, she is 7 months now. So let's pray that God work with her during this time of her second child, you know, giving up patience and making time for her to rest. So she is married, so she got a lot going on. So also I want to pray for me. You know, I had bilateral knee replacement. Both of them had one, two doctors. And they ain't never been right. I just, you know, I'm walking by faith, not by God. I'm walking by faith. I'm walking in Christ. That what he says is true. I met a lady last week, so she sent me to a doctor that really cares. There were two of them at the stadium. But anyway, so let's just pray that I get this healing I need. You know, so I can being like I should be able to be in all this pain at certain time from time. Also, I want to pray for Chris. Chris has fell on his bike, fractured his rib, to the hospital, got out, and had to rush back. And when they did something, and they punctured his lung, so he's still back in the hospital. Let's pray for healing for Chris, enough to go to work. And I want to pray for Miss Schultz. I meant to call the weekend, but I was away out of state. So let's just pray to God, give her strength to hold her, to do the work, that she can get back on her feet. Y'all might remember she had her feet cut off like a month or so ago, and she's overweight. So let's pray to God. You know, give her the healing that she needs so she can get up and move around, because her kids have to lift her. And if y'all know what it's like raising, picking up people that's overweight and getting them to and off the bathroom, in and out of bed. So let's pray for her daughter, Gina, and Darlene. And we're going to pray for one of my neighbors. We was coming back, me and my sister. We're back, coming back from the trip, and we was in the parking lot making sure. But anyway, a man in my building fell. He passed out, really. He passed out, and he had a dog. He was talking to us, and I just went back, and he hit the concrete so bad. But He didn't go to the hospital. Illness came, so I don't know his name. We just say the man that fell.
Okay, and we'll pray for the guy called. He's living in the streets, and he's been shot and broke his hip. So that's called. And also, we got a long list. We're going to pray for Cedric. He's incarcerated, and he goes to cope, and he's an addict. And what we want to do is pray to God deliver him from drugs and get him into a rehab, you know, so he can get in a rehab away from Georgia, Atlanta, so he can get his life back together. Okay, so the lines are open. Prayer request, testimony, pray support.
Good morning. This is Vaughn. I just want y'all to keep me in prayer. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. Thank God for the for prayer. Thank God for unity. I want to thank God for my brother, Lewis, that he found fine housing. The swelling in his leg goes down. I want to pray for my sister, Mary, that she find peace in her home. She has a house full with people, and it just feels like she's being, you know, like pushed out of her own home. And Lord, give her the peace that she needs and the courage to speak up and say the things that she needs to say and protect her peace. I also pray for me, my life, strength, and that God, just praying for my strength and my prayer life, and just praying for my family members. My grandsons, they find the job that they need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Christy Taylor. I'd like to have prayer for Tyler, a friend of mine's grandson is in prison, and also pray for my nephew, Lee, who's 20 years old. He is in jail waiting for trial. And I pray that the Lord will send him ministering angels and minister to his heart. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Chris. And I just want to pray for everybody that's on this prayer line. I want y'all to please keep my mom in prayer. And I have to find a new employee for my store, one of my stores. And I just pray God just send me the right person. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Prayer request?
This is Sister Gladys.
Good morning.
I'll pray for my nephew. When he gets out of jail, he needs to find a place to stay. He got to have an address to go to because he was a pedophile, and he can't be around the schools and children and stuff like that, so that God find him housing, and pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I heard Pastor
Galasco,
could you come back, please?
Yes, please. Good morning, Pastor Galasco here, and I am grateful and thankful for a safe trip that we are back home. We arrived safely. We had a delay, but we made it home safely. And continue praying for my family, for my children, and my grandkids going back to school today, starting school. So not only them, but all the schools, they are reopening and, you know, protection of the children in schools. And, of course, continue praying for salvation, healing, and deliverance for the lost souls. In Jesus' name. So I appreciate all your prayers. In Jesus' name. I'm listening in agreement.
Amen.
Anyone
else? I don't want to overlook anyone.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Mary here, and I just thank God for the prayer that has gone forth. Thank God for this morning as well. I give a good shout out for our sister Lucinda was in a car accident on yesterday, totaled her car, I believe, but she wasn't hurt. So we just give God the praise and the glory that she came through and she's all right. She's going to be all right. I'm not sure if she's on the line this morning or not. Good morning. Yes, I'm not sure if she's on the line, but we just thank God for covering her and certainly pray for her healing and everything else to go well for her. Want to continue to pray for our Pastor Bonita, still traveling Mercy and Grace. She'll be traveling back to her home this week. So I want to pray for her, I believe it's on Tuesday. Continue to pray for her as she travels. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God for his grace and mercy and continue to, keep our leaders and in prayer and our world, our community, those places that we go, we just continue to pray, continue to stay steadfast. And, God is bringing salvation to the land in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anyone else before we move on? Okay. So,
good morning. Hi, this is Sister Lucinda. Thank you for your kind words indeed. And yes, of course, I am completely convinced that our fellowship here is just so good for all of us. And yes, there were no other vehicles, and there were vehicles everywhere, and no one else got involved. It was such a blessing to just step out of the car and, and just praise God that all is well. Thank you all so much.
Amen.
Let's give
a little praise for God.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Have a prayer request?
Okay. If y'all want to look it up, who did get the scripture for the week is It's Joel 1 through 5. Okay? So, but I'm going to pick up on Psalms 96, 2 through 3. Each day proclaims the good news that he saves. Flavors his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. So I want to speak on be a friend with faith. It's great to have faith for yourself and speak victory over your life. But God doesn't give you the faith just for you. There will be people you encounter who feel overwhelmed by sickness, a loss, a difficulty in a relationship. Maybe at one time they believed, but now they are so discouraged that they don't have the strength to get back up. The way they're going to see a breakthrough is not through their faith, but through the faith of a friend. You can be the one who steps up and believes for them. You can encourage them, pray for them, speak healing, favor, and victory over their lives. Be a friend with faith who lifts the friend who's fallen. Encourage the loved one who's down. Speak hope into their spirit. Step in and believe for the coworker who can't believe for themselves. Remind them that God is still on the throne, that what he started, he is going to finish. Your faith will cause the creator of the universe to shine down favor, healing, and victory. Be a friend of faith to someone. So I'm gonna check y'all also on John 1:1-4. But as I said, the verse for this week is John 1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. In the beginning, unimaginable beauty, incomprehensible wonder. God was there. Jesus, too. As the Word, he was with God because he is God. Biblically, truth established the unity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the proof, in further explains that Jesus is the same substance as God. Thus, Jesus was able to declare, I and my Father are one, said in John 10:30. The pre-incarnate Christ had purpose in creation. He was the agent of God's creative activity. When God spoke the world into existence, that there be light, Genesis 1:3. He made it happen. Now John says, here's where, in the beginning, matters to you and me. The pre-incarnate purposeful Christ is also personal, bringing life and light to everyone. Jesus being life, full of an abundance, eternal in him, Jesus brings light. Light that shines in the darkness is true for the world. One personal realization magnifies this great gift of the light and life. Where would I be without life? Where would I be without light? Jesus retelling of the event of Christ's forces. I'm sorry. John retelling of the advent of Christ forces us to ask one more personal question. Where would I be without Jesus? Here, God, help us turn to the life and light that are only found in Jesus. Help us cling to that which you have graciously provided in Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to all unmute our lines and we're going to come in and pray for the prayer questions. And if you come up with anything that you feel you should have prayed for, you can do that at this time. So unmute your phones and let's start praying to Lord, the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord God, glorify you. Magnify your name, Lord God. God, we pray in those prayers with you, Lord. We pray, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your intercession, Lord God. Thank you, God, that we got one that we can call on you, Lord God. And we can pray, Lord God. We can pray for one another, Lord God. God, God, we bring the Lord to you, Lord God. We need healing in their bodies, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you take Chris's mother, Lord God, in her body, Lord God. We send forth the word of God, Psalms 107,
for 20, Lord God. Just send the word, Lord God, and they will heal, Lord God. Send the word, Lord God, and they will deliver, Lord God. Lord God, send that word right now, Lord God. Those ones with aching body, Lord God, who have some splendor, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We send the word, Lord God, for our brother Carr, Lord God. And the word, Lord God, we send the word, Lord God. And we pray for healing, Lord God. Oh, God, from the top of the head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. In Jesus' name, may they be healed, may they rise up and walk, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And those that are battling cancer, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, just stand in agreement, Lord God, in medicine that they are taking, Lord God. It is only affect the areas that need to be affected, Lord God, and keep none out of their cells, Lord God. We pray for our sister Jamie, Lord God, healing, Lord God, her mind, body, soul, and emotion, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God, so we see the works of the Lord, works in the kingdom of God, being manifested. Healing, Lord God. You said you are Jehovah Rapha, our God, that healeth thee, Lord God. So God, we bring those, God, the sick, Lord God, those with mental illness, taken, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and heal our body, Lord God, heal our mind, Lord God. Give her, Jesus, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing my brother Nathaniel, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that he'll be able to walk, to be able to escape and work like he's awesome. This leg, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just pray, Lord God, that your perfect will be done. Give.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Christian desire of our heart, Lord God, for a good employee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Order
and a good Lord God, a person, Lord God, to work there in her place of business, Lord God. It never be favored of the Lord.
Indeed, Father
God,
in the name of Jesus,
that we're blessed
we pray
to
the current situations around. We pray for Sister Mary, Lord God, Pastor Lassica, Sister Darlene, Sister Mary, Sister Lucinda, Sister Vaughn, Lord God, Apostle Horton, Sister Wonderland.
Thank you, Lord God,
for
fixing those things and concerns,
Lord
God. I thank you for our Dr. Ashley, Lord God, and Jesus' name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Father God, give her traveling mercy and grace, oh Lord God, and those that are traveling, Lord God, this day, Lord, those highways and those byways, oh God. Oh God, we pray your covering, your protections, oh God, over them right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you will cover, Lord God, our school systems, oh Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, we just plead the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, that there wouldn't be no harm, no hurt, no danger come into those schools, into those communities, oh God, into our school fronts, oh banks, our banks, oh Lord God, our workplace, oh God. And any intent of the enemy we bind right now, we come against right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any intention that he may have in his heart to do harm and to do evil and to bring evil in our nation and our community, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We lose our power and authority, God. Love, God, grace, God. Cover it in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Oh,
God, we bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors on the prayer, Lord God. Thank you for the intercessors, oh Lord God. Meet every need, Lord Jesus.
Just
in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we do give you glory. We thank you for a wonderful day, Lord God. We thank you for a wonderful beginning of week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In your precious name, Jesus. Oh, God.
that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.